Blog Talk Radio.
Is done. Welcome to L&B Passage to Empowerment, and tonight is a celebration for our challenge. But I want to take a few minutes right now for something that I need to say.
Uh-oh.
Just be quiet, Brenda. This is Nina, for those of you that can't figure that out. These two ladies that I have the joy and pleasure to work with are two of the most genuine people I've ever met. I've known both of them for over 10 years. We've been through a lot together, both good and bad. They love life and truly are on a path of greatness. By greatness, I mean a path of great love of self and others. The three of us honestly want to help others, and like I've said before, if only we help one person, that makes doing this radio show so worth it. I am honored to call Lydia and Brenda my friends, and even more honored that they call me their friend. So without further mushy stuff from me, I would like to introduce to you Lydia.
Hi, now you got me crying.
And Brenda.
I ain't crying. Good Lord, it's a party.
Just wait. And together we are L&B Passage to Empowerment. Now, let's party.
Ooh, yeah. I want a party. 21
yeah,
days.
Okay, folks,
quick.
We know that everybody was fabulous. Okay, I mean, it was such a great, great thing you did for 21 days to consider it even, to attempt it even, that I don't even want to know what was on your charted sheets. If you want to talk about it, you can call in, but if you're not calling in, we're not paying attention, because all we know is that you know that you made a difference in your life, even if you considered it. I'm patting you on the back.
Yeah.
That's
woo-hoo.
Right. That's right. And party people in the house, I think we should go ahead and start the party right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, but I'm happy.
I'm happy, too.
All right.
Everybody get up and dance.
Woo!
Everybody dance. Come on. Take
everybody, get your ass on the floor.
Come on. Ow!
Come on now.
Look at Lydia, she's on the
It's a celebration.
Take your booty.
Let's celebrate.
I just got in about 400 steps. Woohoo, baby!
Okay, I got a little bit of a few beads up there. Sweat. Mm-hmm. I was moving my booty. Yeah.
Yes.
I hope you were too, folks. Yeah.
Me too. Me too. You know, I'll tell you, success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you
got to
celebrate.
Yes. And I just want to say to my illustrious, you know, wet dripster over there, I love you, Nina. And, you know, I just absolutely am bowing down to you and your sweet, kind words. So, but I just have to be the boo devil that I be. So I say and do the things I do to you because I can. And you
well,
know.
I know you can. I know. And I can do them right back. I just don't do them on the air.
So, Nina, and when we go to Bainbridge, we are going to tackle her and tickle her.
And then
you
have
a blue devil.
It's good.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have a huge.
Okay, we are celebrating this.
What's
okay,
wrong?
We're celebrating this. We are celebrating this, right? Okay, so did you guys start a new habit?
Actually, I am starting a new habit. I mean, I'm going to continue. I love that. You mean, are we going to kick on to another 21-day?
No.
Great.
Just wait. No. Did you do well in your challenge this first 21 days?
Great.
Did you do well? That's
yes.
Wonderful. Lydia, you did well as
yes.
Well?
I did well
I didn't,
as well.
Oh, goody. I did not too well. I did really well, actually. 93%.
Woo! Tell us about it, Nina.
Well, I slipped up 3 times, and that was it in the 3 weeks. And that was only
wow.
on one thing, 3 times. So, you know, that's not too terribly bad, 93%. I think I don't even remember. Oh, yeah, I got 100% once in school. But, you know, that's pretty darn good. And it has made a difference in my life. And I will continue on for the next 30 days. I will continue this on until the end of June, at least. What I was doing before, no pop, no junk food. And what was the other one?
Were you moving?
No, I do that anyways. And no sugar. So anyways, in this 21 days, I have lost 7 pounds now.
All right. That's excellent. That's 3 pounds a week.
That's excellent.
So, yeah, for me, for those of you that don't know me, my friends are celebrating with me because I have a very hard time losing any weight at all. And for me to consistently lose weight every week is a major accomplishment for me. So I think maybe that darn diet pop was what was really holding me back. I thought I was doing my body good by not drinking, you know, full-flavored pop with all the calories, and I think that's what was hurting me. So I guess in the next 30 days, I'm going to prove it one way or another.
Yeah, you are.
Are you going to have regular pop? Are you going to do
No, still no pop. No pop. I'm still not going to drink any pop, but I am going to try and increase the water. I notice I'm not drinking probably as much water as I should. So I want to increase that a little bit. I do drink a lot of herbal teas and green teas, and I know that's supposed to take the place of water, but I don't feel it's the same thing. So I'm going to try and drink at least another 750 milliliters of water. So, yeah, I'm
can
trying.
Can you explain that for us Americans?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Well, okay, 750 is 24 ounces, so that's three glasses, right?
Good.
So
good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I was a little wrong on the math. I thought three pounds a week, but little over 2 a week. That's awesome,
yeah.
Nina. That is so. Let's have a high five, a virtual high five to Nina, and a woo-hoo, yeah. am so proud of you. I am so proud of you. And, you know, I read something, and it was by somebody called Rupline. I don't know who Rupline is, but it says, celebrating your achievements and applauding your triumphs is a sure way to refuel your enthusiasm and keep yourself motivated for your future endeavors.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And you're inspiring other people.
We're motivated.
Okay, well,
and
keep going.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying that AJ and Mel are going to continue on and beef up their challenge, too, for this month. AJ is going to up the ante on her exercise. She's going to intensify the exercise. And Mel says she is going to bike at least 100 miles.
All right.
So, she says she's already done 24 miles, so she's well on her way. I bet you she can do that 150 that she says she might raise it to. I bet you you're going to do that, Mel. I can see that happening. And AJ's doing the same 30-day challenges, and she is going to just keep on keeping on. Way to go, both of you. I'm really proud of both of you. That's awesome.
I am, too. I'm really proud of you guys, too. And, you know, I don't know if you guys read the blog on the LNB P2E.com site, but I am definitely going to continue. You know, for a lot of the challenge, I was on vacation, and I got a lot of walking in, but I didn't really have good measurement. You know, I tried using my old pedometer, and it just wasn't working very well, and I erased it a couple times, and I threw it away. So, but thanks to Mel and Brenda, in a roundabout way, Mel sent me a Strive, and I can't believe how motivating it is. Yesterday I got 6,000 steps in, but I started it at around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So
I possibly
had a 10,000 step day. Today I'm a little bit behind, but after the show I'm going to the Guild, and so I'm at 5,531. So, and I'll walk around. I got a lot of stuff to do at the Guild, so I think I'll beat yesterday's, and I will work up to 10,000. So I'm going to continue on, and I'm really excited. And Mel, you are an angel. I really, really, really appreciate it. It was like it was a brand new little Strive in the box and everything. And It took me a little while to sync it. Kept saying that it wasn't syncing, but I got it all synced, and I'm so excited. And who don't know,
finish what you're saying, Lydia.
Yeah, so finish it. Finish.
Okay, well, for those of you who don't know what a Strive is, it's a pedometer. It's a very fancy pedometer, and what I like about it is it has a lanyard, and it has a very secure locking device that you can put into the Strive, and you can measure steps, and you can do challenges. And you can, if you achieve those challenges, you get points, and you can donate to worthy causes. You can kind of play games with it. I haven't been doing all of that, but it's really pretty amazing. And I've clipped it on. It's very secure, and you can erase it very easily. And I just love it. So thank you so much, Mel. I really, really appreciate it, Melody. It's a wonderful gift.
She says, you're welcome. And I have news from the chat room, too. Mel lost 6 pounds. AJ lost 8 pounds.
Woo!
AJ lost 8. So, yeah, we are on a roll.
I lost 2 pounds yesterday to put the Strive sync it and everything. I had to put in my weight, and I was surprised I lost 2 pounds, and I was on vacation. And I wasn't doing the food so much on vacation. I didn't. My sister and I only ate about twice a day, but we ate what we wanted. We had ice cream, I admit, but we walked a lot. So I was surprised that that on vacation I lost 2 pounds. That was good.
That's awesome. Well, that's 23 pounds between four of us. That's pretty good.
Woo! Good.
That's awesome. I gained 10 pounds, so you have to take that away.
You did not. You're such a boo devil.
She is a boo devil.
Oh, and AJ says, Lydia, that if she's low on her steps, she does some line dancing to get the numbers up.
Oh, I love line dancing.
Well, and I just dance, but kind of a walking dance. I did a little loop around, and and got that in. And yesterday they challenged me to go up 40 steps, and I did that. And I love it. I love it. This is so much fun. And all of us together. We can maybe inspire someone else when we tell them what we did.
And I would like to say that people who are out there, on archives, or you are, a regular listener to the show, but you don't call in or pop into the chat, I know that you've done something. You wouldn't even be here if you weren't doing something. So I want you to, we'll call you the unsung heroes. I mean, we're sort of singing your praises, even though we don't quite know who you are or whatever. I just want you to know that we recognize that, just because you're not here telling us if you lost anything or you increased some habit that's really great in your life or decreased a habit that you found didn't serve you. We just want you to understand that we're listening to your energy even here without knowing who you are. It's really important for you to understand that means a lot to us. Those of you who aren't really visible, but you're out there and your energy is big, it's huge. And we're all spreading this out to the world because the more that we do for ourselves and we improve, the more people see and watch and hear and start thinking, oh, I need to do that, or I'd like to try that. But whether it's, getting rid of sugar or whether it's cutting down on sugar or whether it's just increasing your green leafy vegetables or your walking. You don't have to have a fancy schmancy pedometer. It's
no.
Up to you. You just, whatever you're doing, we applaud you. Really.
Oh, we sure do.
You do, and we thank you. We thank you for your support because without, you, it wouldn't be as comfy cozy. Like Brenda said, even though we might not know that you're listening, we do know that you're listening because we can see the numbers of people that listen. And, so if your goal, I think if you didn't even achieve, say you had a goal and you didn't achieve it, I think celebrate with us. Because at least you had a goal. At least you took some steps towards that goal. And sometimes, we can be hard on ourselves. And we can, have these unrealistic goals of losing 150 pounds in 2 minutes. And it ain't going to happen, folks. And
are you sure, Lydia?
I don't know if it's gonna. We don't know if it's gonna happen. We're not gonna limit you. But
no, we limit
are you,
but
sure it can happen? Like I'm so disillusioned now.
I know.
We're not here for limitations anyway. So quite honestly, sort of.
No.
But people have
the main thing is like Lydia is trying to say, like whatever you're doing, anything. Moving forward is positive.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be gigantic. And then also Nina is also reminding us that no limitations. There's no limitations, folks. You can do what you choose to do, and trust me, you're going to achieve whatever it is you're choosing to do. You put your focus and your energy in it, you'll achieve it. And that's why we're trying to make goals that aren't so much like, I have to lose so many pounds. It's just making habitual changes, increase your movement, increase your vegetables maybe, or maybe, maybe decrease your carbs or maybe decrease your, Nina, the pop. Maybe decrease stressing yourself out by thinking you have to do everything. Mm. Maybe you can take one little thing off your plate each week. My challenge was basically not to worry so much because I wig out over school and everything. And I ended up getting through my first quarter of my dissertation. I did get the marks I needed. I was able to squeak by a B and squeak by. I didn't even turn in a whole writing assignment. Because I was, you know, in my sort of weird worry mind, and that was before the challenge, and I got through it. You know, I didn't worry. I thought, well, the chips are going to lie where they're going to lie, and for me, that was a really big thing. I learned a huge lesson. I survived, and so worrying only just wigged me out, stressed me out, and made things worse. So I feel better, I feel happier, I feel lighter in my spirit. So, yeah. What was you for?
I didn't say that.
Anyway, whatever Nina and Lydia said.
I don't know that I said anything, but yes, it's excellent. I'm glad that you dropped the worry.
Me too. Drop. But let's remind everybody about the phone number in case somebody would like to call in and just talk to us. That would be kind of nice. Area code 646-727-2914. Give us a call.
Yeah,
if you don't talk to me, you know I'm going to keep talking, and you know how bad I am.
Yeah.
Which I consider the good bad.
Yeah, I know this is a celebration for the 21 days, but I intend to keep bringing this up because there is a few of us that are still going to continue on. So I think maybe even once a month or whatever, we're just going to review and see how everybody's doing with their new challenges or their updated challenges or whatever the case may be.
I'd like to suggest a challenge.
Okay.
A 30-day challenge. Let's stretch it out just a little bit longer.
All right.
Well, that's what we... Yeah, that's what we've started, so sure.
Mm-hmm. I'd like this, yeah, it's because we were going to talk about this, folks. Well, we are talking about it. Okay, you've done 21 days of really increasing a great habit, you know, to solidify it, or decreasing a habit that no longer serves you so that you can solidify it. Just imagine how much more solid it'll be in your life if you go 21 more days. Well, hey, even you don't have to go to 30 if you don't want to, but even if you do another 21-day challenge for whatever it is that you were doing, just imagine how it will become second nature. And that's what we're certainly striving for. That's why choosing the habits that, you know, are working for you or not working for you, whether to let go or build up, this is all about, you know, making you in... You're increasing your life in a way that you choose. Quality of life, that's what we're looking for. Empowerment, that's what we're looking for.
How about we stretch it to 28 days, and we'll check in on everybody on June 30th.
I like 30 days because it's not even.
Well, I know, but the point to the 28 days
who's
is
gonna
it
win
falls
this?
On a Monday.
Who's
going to
win this one?
I don't know.
Nina.
You are.
Is Nina. No, because if we do
no,
it on
I
the
am
30th.
Going to win this. Yeah, it's our show night is on the 30th, so that's why I suggested it.
Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense, even for a boo devil.
I'm going to do a 30-day challenge. And guess
you
what?
Just do it.
I'm going to show up on the
month.
Day, and I'm going to be talking on the radio. I don't care whose show it is.
All by yourself.
Yeah, she will. She'll do it, that contrarian.
Never mind. We'll do the 28-day challenge. Go ahead, clip my wings.
28
You're not
days.
The wind underneath them. I'm just letting you know.
28 days is 7 days more than 21, so that's 4-week challenge, so that all works out. So, yes, Nina, you are absolutely right. The 30th, we'll talk about it. But, you know, I have 30 ways to celebrate your successes, both big and small. And these are really easy things to do. Some of them I'm like, eh. But anyway, okay, so number one is take a deep breath. Oh, God, yes, we did so well. Number two, share the news with friends, family and colleagues.
That's what
number
I three, did.
Number three, give your goals a one-day break, or not. Number four, reflect on the path you took.
Wow,
number
that
five,
was scary. Yeah.
Number five, write down your success and put it where you can see it every day. I like that one. And also, I'm going to add one, so it'll be 31, and that's an uneven number, and that should satisfy, you know, boo. But you can also go on to LMB2PE.com and go to our blog, and you can write that. You know, if you're just listening and you've never talked to us, you can just write something. You can write a comment on any of our blogs. You can write your own, whatever. Okay, so I'm down on number five. So now, sleep. I don't know. I don't like that for celebration, but some people need sleep.
I need sleep. What's that?
Yeah. So number seven is thank everyone who supported you. Thank you,
everybody.
Thank you. Number eight, if you're a tweeter, tweet it. Number nine, accept and enjoy the compliments. Because let me tell you, folks, even if you haven't gotten to your goal weight or if you have, accept and enjoy those compliments. You are looking better.
I got one on Sunday, Lydia. Yeah, my cousin was here having coffee with me, and she said, Nina, you've lost weight. And I could have kissed her. I said, yes, I have. Thank you very much.
Oh, see? She accepted. You know, don't make excuses. Don't say, well, I still have 45 pounds to go. What? None of that stuff. Just accept and enjoy it. You did really well, Nina. Excellent.
I know.
Now this one,
I'm getting good.
you're getting great. You've always been good. Now you're getting great. So this one, Boo will like, watch a favorite TV show or movie. Number 11, support someone else in reaching his or her goal. Now, when people start giving you those compliments, you might say, hey, we've got a little challenge on LNB, 2PE. You might want to tune in because it helped me, and I helped them, and we're all helping each other. Okay, so number 12, cross it off your master list of goals. Number 13, go for a run. Number 14, veg out. Number 15, cheer for yourself. Woohoo, Lydia, you're awesome, you're awesome. Number 16, do something you enjoy but rarely have time to do. Number 17, take a day off from work. Number 18, have a drink.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
No, it's good. Number 18, have a drink. Number 19, whistle. I don't get that one, but, you know.
Ouch, my ears.
Okay, 20, go out for dinner. 21, write your success story to share in a newsletter or email to clients and colleagues. You might want to, or write a success story on our blog. We'd love to see that. Number 22, share it on Facebook. Woo-hoo! Number 23, spend the day with your family. Number 24.
Wait a minute. Is this supposed to be a positive thing? Because, I mean, why do we got to be penalized for it?
Okay, your family's special, but okay. Number 24, start a success journal. Number 25,
I like it.
I do too. Number 25 is buy yourself something new. 26, have a party. Woohoo! Recommended only. Yeah, have a party. That's what we're doing now. Number 27, write a blog post about it. Number 28, hit the gym. Number 29, take the dog for a long walk. Number 30, treat yourself to a day of rest and relaxation.
Wow.
There we go.
Yeah, I think I'm going to buy a new house, and then I'm going to have the housewarming party. So, you know, yeah, absolutely. Party in Bainbridge.
And then we're going to, even if she doesn't invite us, Nina, we're going to go, and we're going to tackle her and tickle her till she pees her pants.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm going. I don't care. And I'm having a party. Jim and I are having a party on the 15th, whether it's just the two of us or not.
All right.
All cool. right.
And
yeah.
is that for any special, the 15th? What's Ruby. Happening on the 15th?
Ruby. That's our 40th wedding anniversary.
Oh,
Ruby.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I will, I'll send you lots and lots of love, although you guys have, that's something you guys have lots of, so, but yeah.
I'll tell you what, Nina, what I'll do is I'll give you guys a call just about bedtime, and then I'll help you through some amazing positions.
After 40 years, I think we got our own.
Yeah, but this will be new and fresh. This will be stuff that I'm going to concoct. I'm going to think on some for you, and then I'll just go. Or I'll just send you the paper, okay? Don't worry, though. You know, when you have the trapeze thing hanging there, you know, just make sure you have it joiced up, you know, really good.
You're freaking out, AJ.
Yeah. What did you say?
You're freaking out, AJ. She doesn't like this too much, I don't think. Look at
what?
Boo.
It's a joke.
AJ,
I really don't think about that any further than just saying something that'll wig out Nina.
What? Well, AJ, put your hands over your
ears. Like my mother.
Your mother hopefully enjoyed stuff like that at some point, AJ. Come on, people. I'm a psychologist. You do know that I think that that is a healthy part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
I got a whole lot of people to work on.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah,
that's a whole other show. So, yeah. So, anyways, yeah, okay. That I'll have to, yeah. I'm erasing all this stuff from my being at the moment and moving on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, 21 days. Here you are. What are you going to do with your newfound success? And it sounds like most people are continuing on, which is really great. And
yep.
Those of you who feel like you don't have to continue on, what are you going to do? You know, maybe take a look at Lydia's list. You know, you're not obligated to move on for people. I mean, don't feel like, I think this is a real big achievement for those who went 21 days. 21 days is a long time to go without sugar. And I'm going to tell you something. It's not easy to go without worrying. There was a couple of friends, something came up and it was like, my sweetie's going through cancer treatment, and it was like there were some bombs dropped for him, and that was like, and I was really, really pushing it not to worry. So I can understand, you know, not wanting to give that up. There's a certain kind of, sadly, there's a certain kind of comfort in worrying that we often fall back on. Just somehow we believe it's going to make a difference in our lives, but it just makes it difficult. So,
well, AJ says
21 days, you want to stop. Stop for a while. You don't have to start a new challenge right now. Maybe take a few days off. Take a week or two. Maybe take a month and then decide to do another 21-day challenge. But remember that 21. It really can help you solidify things to get rid of or to build up.
Okay, Boo. AJ says sometimes, Boo, worry does happen, and I think that is okay. And she's right. Sometimes it does happen, and sometimes we do need to worry. But worry, then let it go. Don't hang on to it. Same with if you're upset about something. That's okay. It happens. But let it go. Don't dwell on it forever and ever, or you'll get bonked in the head by a clock.
Right.
Right, Brenda?
Whatever works for you.
Well, I think that worry develops into stress, and stress, we all know, kind of keeps us bogged down and is not the best thing for our bodies. In fact, I'm almost positive everything I read, it always says stress is not good.
I don't personally think worry is good either, but it's like what does it do for anybody? Does it change anything?
No.
I mean, here's the thing that's amazing, and this is something for empowerment, folks. The amount of time that we'll spend worrying about some horrible thing possibly happening or to happen, which means we're focusing on that versus mm-hmm. taking that time and then switching it around to, you know, what if the best thing is going to happen in this situation? What if instead this great this or this great that, or what if my loved one arrives safely? Won't that be thinking of how wonderful that is and feeling that way? And when your loved one gets there, instead of having worried about them the whole time on the road, they get there and you're just like, oh, so excited to see them. And it's not about, oh, I was just so worried because it was raining and da-da-da-da. You've actually transferred some of that to them. If you think your energy isn't doing that, trust me, you're off. Because when you're feeling it and you're worrying about it, it's there. It's in your body, and you're pushing it out. But you don't have to agree with me, and I don't have to agree with you, but I've looked at that whole worry thing from all kinds of psychological perspectives, and I would wonder why we would want to hold on to that when it doesn't serve us in any great way.
And I think what AJ had said was that it happens. Sometimes it just happens. All of a sudden you're in it, but if you can let it go, if you can say, I'm doing this. One thing that got me, a quote that really helped me with my worry, and it was, worry is a payment you may never owe. And I don't know about anyone else, but I have a few payments that I actually owe. And to make one that I may never owe just made no logical sense to me. So when I remember that, it's like, okay, I ain't going to pay. I'm not paying on that one. But, you know, talking about your mindset, what we want is a success mindset. And one success leads to another, and we have the snowball effect going on. You know, and celebrating the smaller successes, you're actually starting to communicate that attitude of, I have always succeeded, or I am successful, to your mind. So it will be easier to achieve all your goals with that. When you communicate with your mind that I am successful, you're going to be. It's, you know, it's not even an issue.
Well, if you're going to worry, then worry about some positive thing coming into your life. Worry about some positive thing that's going to happen, because I guarantee you it's going to bring about different results in your life than when you worry about something that seems negative and fearful. So, I think Dr. Dyer was trying to indicate that whole thing about us focusing on all the horrible things that could happen. And, Melody knows this. I say this. They're probably most people who know me well. I tend to say when something negative hits my head, like, you know, oh, my gosh, if I was driving, the classic, I was in the 60-foot bus driving, you know, a bus driver, 60-foot bus, you're driving nights, and, yeah, if you're me who never gets any sleep and then you're driving until like 2 in the morning and I'm on the way back to the bus barn and there's nobody on the bus, all the lights are off, and you don't have all the stimulus that would keep you sort of awake. My eyes closed once and my body jerked awake. And, you know, it wasn't like more than a couple seconds, but I was going around a curve. And if I was still going around the curve when I realized what was happening, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I could go over the side. Well, if I continued to worry about that, God knows, I probably would have ended up over the side. But instead, here's just one of my maneuvers. I say, cancel that. That is not my reality. Because it's just, I'm not going with that thought, and I'm not going to worry about it. It's like people who are driving, and they're near an accident, and they scream. screaming, almost always people take their hands off the wheel. It creeps me out that people do that, especially since I used to professionally drive and I would see that kind of craziness. But it just, you know, just go with the, okay, that's okay. God is going to protect me through the situation, or this is not my reality. My reality is that I'm staying safe despite this. You know, that, you know, my son is okay despite the fact that he's some war-torn place. You know, just, you know, my bills are paid despite the fact that it doesn't look like much is in the account. And when you start, if you're going to worry, then do the positive. Use it for something positive. Put all that energy towards the positive.
Yep. Put all that energy into feeling like I am a success. Like, you know, worry about, oh, my God, I'm so successful, and what's going to happen?
What are you going to do, Lydia, when Oprah calls and says you're going to be on her show?
It's like,
oh, my gosh, what am I going to wear? Oh, my gosh, do I get to wear these shoes or those shoes? You know?
I know. I'm going to call you and scream in your ear. That's what I'm going to do. Hopefully I won't be driving. But at least
we'll have to be Go somebody ahead. Else besides Oprah, because she doesn't have a show anymore.
Oh, yes, she does. She has Soul Sunday. Yes, she does.
Oh, yeah?
She doesn't have a daily show.
Yeah, they're Super Soul Sunday. That's a much better show.
Yeah, it is. Super Soul Sunday.
Yeah, I think keeping with where we are, the whole spiritual stuff, yeah.
Oh, yeah, me and Oprah are going to hug. I've already hugged Mastin, so now my next person is Oprah. Yep. I was reading a guy talking about success and celebrating small successes, and I really loved, he did this blog, and he said that he'd been on a job search, and he said he experienced a bit of irony in the last 2 weeks after months of spending more than a few hours a day in front of the computer, you know, filling out resumes. He decided to only submit resumes for 1 hour in the morning and 1 hour in the evening. And then he literally spent 6 hours a day at the beach surfing. And he said, the strangest thing that happened was that I started to get responses to my resume submission at a rate like I have never experienced in the entire time he's been submitting resumes. While getting an opportunity to interview is not a job, it's a small success. By recognizing a small success, you breed more success. Success is a feeling to an extent, and by celebrating small successes, you make it easy for yourself to feel successful. So I would like all of us, just for a second, and I know we'll do our meditation, but I would, and it does talk about success, but I would like us to take a deep breath. And I'd like you to just feel, you know, we're celebrating, feel what it feels like to have that success. It feels good. It feels awesome.
I feel like dancing.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You know? But, you know, once a day, if you can, you know, remember to slow down for a minute and you've already had a success. You've had many successes in your life. We all have. But get in touch with how that makes us feel so we can walk around and we can exude success. You'd be surprised about the changes that occur in your life and the rate that they occur. That's what I'm going to stick to, you guys. And you guys can, you know, comment on my blogs and or, you know, comment in the chat room, whatever, and, you know, talk about it. Yeah, let's build each other up. We're empowering. We're empowering ourselves and all of you.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. And the more we think positively, the more we move in that positive direction, the more positive that will come your way. You just have to do it.
Yeah, you have to see, think, and feel it. See, think, and feel it. See, think, and feel it. So whatever it is that you're seeking, see it happening. Feel what it's like or what you imagine it to feel like when it's happening. And what was the other one? Think about it, of course.
Yeah, think about it, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have trained myself since reading Dr. Dyer's book, Wishes Fulfilled. I have trained myself most every night before I fall asleep, especially when those thoughts come in, those ones that keep you awake that are called worry, and you start ruminating on that. I train myself to go to thinking about fixing up my house, all the things, the steps that I'm going to take, the order I'm going to do it, or thinking about my radio show, thinking about this, my radio shows, thinking, you know, and I'll start really seeing that and you know, just being really, you know, not even just being positive, because that's almost airy-fairy, but being positive about what's happening in my life, what I want to happen in my life. You know, how is it going to feel when my jeans fit a lot more loose? How's that going to feel? You know,
like,
I mean,
like
I'll imagine
off.
It. Right. And then what really gets me to sleep, and for those of you who might have sleep issues, is I always feel like the Creator has this very large hand, because, of course, the Creator created everything. And the hand, if you look at the palm of your hand, there's rises and dips and all that. But I am completely supported by that hand. And I mean, sometimes I'm just like, and I go to sleep.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very nice. Yeah.
It's a good vision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very good vision.
Yeah. It, you know, you read a lot of really great supportive books, Lydia. You know, maybe, you know, maybe you could share just like, you know, a couple of minutes, you know, each show, if you've, you know, finished one recently or you read one and just like, I read this book and you just might want to check it out, you know, just a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is like business stuff, but I'm just thinking to myself, imagine the people that are listening, and, you know, it's like, maybe they'll think about that, and maybe we'll start posting the books on our website, you know, have a list of books that we access and resource, so in case you're curious. So,
Wishes Fulfilled is definitely a good one. I read it not too long ago. Yeah, it's a really, really good book.
It really is, and I we have it, Brenda and I both have it on tape or CD or whatever, and I can listen to it. If I don't listen to it for now, it's probably been about a month that I haven't listened to it, I'm really anxious to listen to it again. And he reads it, and I can hear different things every single, I've probably listened to it, I bet 30 times or more.
Yeah, at least.
And I hear something different each time. And sometimes
That's right.
Sometimes I zone out while he's talking, but it's going in there. So that'd probably be first on my list for if people want to change, want to be more successful, Wishes Fulfilled. Get your wishes fulfilled. We all have them. Why do we have wishes? Why do we have desires in our life? You know, they're not there to frustrate us. We are here to do what we are meant to do, because there's no one exactly like us. We're all here to be ourselves. And Brenda did an absolutely amazing show on BYO Brilliance, The Brilliance of Being Yourself. Was that what it was called?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It was brilliant. It was beautiful. And it's true. There's no one like you, and you know, you may have been told that you can't do it, or maybe you've been made to feel like, oh well, you know, I have these lofty wishes and they can't be fulfilled. So I would say, first off, probably my number one book is Wishes Fulfilled. So that and I will. I'll post that. That's a great idea on the blog. And this summer, one of my goals is to read more. And I have I usually have two books going at a time, if not three. And I'm on the way to finishing a Barbara Kingsolver book, Flight Behavior. It's a novel, but God, that woman can write. I just love her writing.
Yeah. Yep.
And I love the book. I'm really, really enjoying it, and so I'm anxious to read more.
Me too. Yeah, I just joined a class with Coursera, and I believe Mel. I don't know. I think she's going to stick with it if she has time, but she's actually got a lot of stuff coming up for July. So, so it has a lot of classics in that class that we need to read: Hawthorne, H.G. Wells, Edgar Allan Poe, the Alice in Wonderland thing, and Ray Bradbury. There's a whole bunch of stuff for science fiction and different things for creative mind. But anyway, and I made my sweetie listen to one of the stories by the Brothers Grimm before he went to bed. And it's not one I'd ever read, and it actually turned out well, which was, you know, most of the Brothers Grimm stories are just terrific, but this one actually turned out really nice. My sweetie had some expletives to say because he's Sicilian, and he does that. So I don't know if it's because he's Sicilian, but he does it, and he associates it with his particular racial heritage, but... it was just a funny thing at the end of reading this to him. So, hey, get in touch with books and stuff. I mean, we're going to have to talk about that, books, the brilliance of books and things like that. We'll get there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So much to share. And you have so much to share with us. And I hope that you'll start taking the initiative and sharing with us, folks. I mean, your voice, you've got one. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
You know, nothing in this world could be what it is without your presence, or you wouldn't be here. I just don't believe you would. There is no accident to your existence. No exact accident. And there's no, because there's no, but even if somebody did a LNB2 show, they would still not be able to do it exactly the way we did it. Not because we were the first, but because there's the way that they do it. And theirs would be perfectly valid for who they are and what they have to bring to the table.
They'd have to pay us copyright, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, it's one of my...
I'm not even going to get into that because the money thing, heck, it all comes when it needs to for me. So, which means it's coming because Bainbridge is in a couple of months. So anyways, anything else, last things to say, ladies? Anyone in the chat room have anything else to say?
Because we love you, chat ladies. We love
yes,
you
we
very
do.
Much. Yes.
I love everybody that's listening in right now, and we'll be listening in later in the archives. Like we said, without you, we wouldn't have a show to do.
Right.
And
I'm not so free and easy with my love, but I'm willing to, you know, give it a shot. So,
he's such a big devil.
Yeah, you know, she's like the one of the three stooges. Since there's three of us, so we're kind of like the three stooges. I'm probably like Curly. Are you a Mo or are you Shep?
I'm not either. I'm not any of the three stooges, contrary to what my cousin Lonnie suggests. Yeah, he calls us the three stooges. My brother calls us the sophisticated ladies.
I like that one.
I love him.
Yeah, we're just what we are. And personally, I'm just Boo, and I'm just bringing my perspective to the table. So
I hope I'm not
offending anybody. If I did offend anybody, well, God bless you and keep you from the harm of Boo, because no harm was ever intended. So, but you have Lydia and Nina, really sweet, kindly people that will embrace you while I stand back and stamp my feet. So, okay? You're going to be okay. You're in good hands.
That's for your cousin.
Yeah, you guys can be the two stooges with him. He can be your Mo or Curly or whoever.
I don't
want to
be three stooges either.
I'll be Rin Tin Tin. And
you
can call me a dog, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah, as man.
Okay. So
we'll
now we got to go over
the
shows that are coming up.
Yes, we do. Tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Pacific time, BYO Brilliance. Brenda?
The brilliance is tapping yourself healthy and EFT, emotional. Right. I always want to use the wrong word for it. It's like it's the.
I'm forgetting too. Yeah.
No, it's one of those. I have blocks, folks. There's certain words that I don't want to say. Like, I always want to mess up thing and think when I'm writing, and I have to go back and always correct, make sure that I didn't put a K where a G should be. So I apologize. But it's emotional freedom technique. And I want to always put feeling because it's in there. But it's emotional freedom technique. It is tapping, and I just join in, you know, take a look at the link and see how it's done proper, and then we'll talk about different areas that you could use it in your life.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Either professionally
or... Wonderful.
Yeah, okay.
I know I'm really interested in this, so I'm looking forward to this. And on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific time, we have In the Studio with Lennis. She'll have Hot Topics with her and Chabonet. That brings us to Thursday, 6 p.m., Filmcology. Brenda, what film?
La Filomena, and that's about the mom who had a child out of wedlock in Ireland, and the Catholic Church there had some ideas on how things should be handled, and it's just basically the story of her and her child and what happened. So it's a docudrama.
All right, and that brings us to Friday Traffic Jam with Lennis at 5 p.m. Pacific time. This week, I think she's doing country.
I think.
So it should be a really good time. I know last Friday, Brenda and I and Mel and everybody else who was listening were up dancing and having a good time. I know my grandson sure enjoyed it.
That's good.
Yeah, it was.
It's always a good time. Listen.
Yep, it is.
Doesn't matter
Saturday.
What kind of music. Saturday.
Saturday, time to love. That's with me. And my topic is going to be being a love warrior. I picked the topic before I knew what I was going to talk about. But, man, I got it loud and clear. I got a message from my dream this morning, and I know what it's going to be. And if you want a little motivation, you want a little fire under your butt, I'm going to be – don't have the children around. That's all I can say because I could, you know, I'm passionate, folks. I am passionate about what I believe in. And my husband gave me a great sentence tonight because I told him what my topic was going to be. And I said, yeah, it's a little weird because, you know, I don't like war. And he says, well, it's better to be a love warrior than someone that loves war.
Amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So bring your birthing gloves for Saturday.
Yeah, but you know, seriously, there could be an F-bomb, definitely an SH-bomb. I'm going to be on a rant. I will be ranting, but it's because I feel a lot of passion and a lot of love. But, tune in on Saturday at 2 o'clock Pacific Standard, bringing us to Sunday.
And that is Psychic Readings with Lennis, and that is on at 3 p.m. Pacific time. Tune in because Lennis has still got her special on until the end of the month. Every ninth caller gets a free reading with Lennis, 1 hour reading. So call in, folks, or one of us is going to take it because we're going to keep calling if you don't.
That's right. Yeah, I missed Mike. I overslept, and but I'm going to have to call in and duke it out with somebody so I get that free reading. Apparently she gave one to Lydia. So maybe I'll have to beat Lydia up so I can, you know, steal hers.
Yeah, you're going to have to fight the love warrior. I'll be the tickle monster and the kissy-kissy hug monster. Yeah, you're
yeah,
not
about,
here.
It's all about the love.
All right,
folks.
You two settle down. That
hey, let's hit her
okay,
with our love bombs, Lydia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're love bombing you, baby. Okay,
yeah,
and then,
right.
And then next Monday night, we hope that you tune in. If you're listening to archives, see if you can, you know, we're thinking Monday night at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time is a really good time. Now, some of you on the East Coast may be sleeping. Stay up, because we're going to be talking about, are you giving your power away? All kinds of ways we give our power away. You may be surprised to know that some of them are, you know, something that you're doing. But tune in.
Yeah, yeah, and it could be the most innocent thing that you think is no big deal.
Right.
It creeps up on you, and before you know it, you're sitting there wondering what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So we are hoping that you're going to choose to stand instead in your power instead of letting it be stolen from you or giving it away to the point where you are, you know, completely weak in the face of life and other people's issues.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, folks. Other people have junk. They want to transfer it to you. That's why
don't accept it.
Yeah, they put you down and they give you all this crap, or they always have some reason that they're supporting some negative type something. Like, you know, oh, you're having these problems, go shopping. Going shopping when you're having financial problems and, you know, whatever. But the point is this. Don't let other people transfer their junk to you. There's no porters in life. There really are not. You have to carry your own junk. You're lightening your load. Guess what? People are going to see you lightening the load of junk in your life, you clearing out stuff that's negative and not useful, and they're going to try to drop it, their stuff off on you.
Brenda, you're giving away the show for next week. Stop it.
Oh, is that part of the show?
It's a teaser. It's a tease. She's teasing y'all. Come on.
I'm not a tease, folks. Just, you know, so, yeah.
No, she's serious.
Sorry. Okay, I'm not sorry, but moving along. Let's just move along.
Okay. So you guys all did awesome. I'm very, very happy that we're celebrating our awesomeness together, all of us, including Melody and AJ, and anybody that is listening. And just keep that success in your heart and tune into it. You know, when you feel like, you know, you can't go on or, you know, you're feeling a little down about something, remember the feeling of success and celebrating that success.
And let us know. The website is right on the link on the page. It's right there. Just let us know what's going on or email. We've got both of them up there. Let us know how you're doing. We're interested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we can officially set challenges next week, right, Nina?
Yeah, for sure.
Because we didn't really officially set them today.
Well, I did, but that's okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday,
but the rest of
us might have to wait a week. So.
Well, yeah. What I would suggest is you really think on it tomorrow and start tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay, you're right. Thank you, Nina. Perfect.
But don't put it off for another week. Start tomorrow. Don't put off what you can start today, right? So do it, and that give you that extra 7 days, because it is going to be a 28-day challenge.
Woohoo! Yes.
Yeah.
So, all right, are we ready?
We are ready. We're going to sign off with the soothing voice of Brenda Berry. Take deep breaths until we start it, folks.
Okay, Brenda, I'll push the button.
I don't even have it open anymore.
Now, let you are relaxed. My voice and the nature sounds continue to take you deeper. You are on a brilliant and loving journey. Speaking the words, I am that, that I am. You are empowered to create the life of your highest good and joy. As you sleep each night, you see your dreams and aspirations. They safely meet you with joy and love. You happily accept and embrace. Accept and see yourself healthy and healed, reflecting your chosen physical form. Accept and see yourself in your chosen financial position. See yourself accepting the goals you choose to manifest in your life. Your goals, dreams, and aspirations are completely in your control. Every day, you awake refreshed, energetic, and you accept the power to realize love, happiness, and the goals that serve you. You are love. You are brilliant. You are healthy. You are healed. You are secure. You speak these words to yourself daily, several times a day. I am that, that I am. I am that.
Namaste.
Om. Good night, folks. Have a good week.
Love yourself.